speak with you all. And I can tell you that I spent a little bit of time this afternoon with Congressman Pence, and you are in for an incredible treat. And I'm very honored to share this stage with so many great people in the state of Iowa. A lot of people have come up to me tonight and said, "We're praying for you, Brad." And you know, I cannot thank you enough for that. And I think they kind of, when they do that, they kind of grab me like, "Are you all right? I mean, is everything all right?" I'm like, "Of course I'm all right," because of the prayers, the power of prayers. And if you probably have turned on the TV, you could see some personal attacks on me where I've been taken out of context. And I can tell you that my mom and dad raised me to respect the people that are around you. And I'm going to continue to do that. And you know, I've said many times during the campaign that Congressman Boswell is a nice man. He's had honorable service to our country. And certainly, I think that I just respect him. But I feel very passionate about what's going on. And it's unfortunate how these ads and how these campaigns are run. But I can tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to talk about solutions. And I would challenge Congressman Boswell just one time in one ad, just give us a solution to the problems we have in this country. Thank you. Thank you. My plan is simple when I go to Washington, D.C. I'm going to get a sofa that folds up into a bed, and I'm going to sleep in my office because I want to be back home. I want to be with you. I most importantly want to be with my family. And during the campaign trail, I've been challenged when I sit down with people, sit down with boards. You know, I'll tell you what, and this is what I've told most everybody when they disagree with me. I am not going to sell my soul to get elected to the United States Congress. And I am not going to make decisions in Washington, D.C. based on re-election. And that's what the problem is. I am on a mission for my five kids and all the younger people in this country. And I am not going to give up on that mission. I thank you so much for taking time to listen to me. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into Washington, D.C. in January, and I am going to take one vote away from Nancy Pelosi being elected the Speaker of the House. Thank you very much.